Good morning. This is Rosemary Trojek with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. And joining me today, I have Lori Mosley with the Waxahachie Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Lori.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
Good. Banquet is done. Our gala that we host every year is done. So it kind of feels like I can kind of breathe for a few minutes.
Done and dusted. Check that off. And then also just huge accolades to you and the whole Chamber of Commerce team and your Thank volunteers you. That came together. What a wonderful 98th Chamber banquet.
Exactly. Yes. And Bryce Harney was our entertainer, and he is a magician mentalist. And I think all of our minds were blown that night.
I want to spend all my spare time trying to figure out how to do some of the things that he did.
I know. Me and Caleb spent the next day just kind of chatting about how did this happen? How did this work? He got a standing ovation, which that has never happened in our 4 or 5 years that we have done this. So I am just... yeah, amazed that that was all done.
Well, wonderful entertainment, and then just so many wonderful businesses and individuals that we got to celebrate and honor. And so, again, great job.
Thank you.
It's one of my always favorite things that happens throughout the year is the Chamber Banquet, just to see, again, all of the hardworking individuals to be celebrated.
Yeah. And congratulations to John and Michelle Ray for now being the next Outstanding Citizens of the Year.
Yeah.
They have been awarded that. And that's a huge honor. Nobody knows until that night.
No.
We aren't, as a staff, we aren't even eligible to know. So it's always fun to see who that is.
It's chosen by the esteemed other outstanding citizens. So,
correct, yes.
Which one of those is Mr. Ken Roberts as we sit here in the studio.
Yes, and so we're very thankful for him and all of his hard work that he has put in. So,
yeah, that's absolutely awesome. And along with Big Al Mack, our Maple Frame Tourism Icon Award winner.
He does a lot for our community, so it made sense that that was awarded to him. So we're really thankful for Big Al and Big Al down the hatch.
Yes, yes. He has always been just such a wonderful ambassador and spokesperson for our community. So we're blessed that he calls us home.
So April is here. And April, just like every other month in this community, is busy and packed full of stuff. And we are starting off this weekend, not only with it being Easter weekend, but Scarborough Fair kicks off this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead and set your watch for 8 weekends, because it is time for Scarborough Renaissance Festival.
Yes. And so that's an exciting out there, kind of secluded, but it's also booming out there as well. You get to step back into time and visit a Renaissance fair, and you can get dressed up. You don't have to dress up if you don't want to. Go eat a turkey leg. Go see some jousting.
Yeah.
Play in their kids area. They've got a lot going on.
Yep. They've got a new and improved jousting area. And they always like to say step back in time for the time of your life. And the other cool thing about Scarborough is this is their 45th anniversary.
Wow, I did not know that.
So that's been happening since, I think, the early 80s then.
Yeah, that's incredible. And it brings a lot to our community. And it's always really cool to see all the people when they kind of maneuver outside of the Renaissance Fair. When they show up at HEB, I always love seeing their costumes and all that stuff.
You know, whenever it's Renaissance Festival time, because it definitely is one of those things for 8 weekends that our community has come to count on. You're talking about almost 200,000 people that'll go through the gates, go through that intersection at FM 66 and 35. I say that lovingly because that's the exit that I live on. And that's over probably $1 million in hotel revenue.
Wow.
Over those 8 weekends that our hoteliers can depend on too and have come to know and love. And so anyway, they're great hospitality partners of ours. And anyway, so yeah, it's going to be an exciting season. They've got a lot that they've got planned out there.
I love that it's stayed here for 45 years and it continues to stay here, and we can step back in time and have a great time.
Yes.
So what else is going on this weekend?
Well, you know, this is Easter, as you had mentioned, Easter weekend as well. And so lots of churches have some wonderful celebrations. But another fun one would be the Farmers Market, the Waxahachie Farmers Market. They're having a big Easter extravaganza out there. And there's a new church that's called Hill City Church. And they are they're going to be doing services, I believe, at the Texas Theater in downtown Waxahachie. And so they've partnered with the Farmers Market. And there's going to be an Easter bunny that you can get your photos made with, and an egg maze.
I love that. That'd be a lot of fun for take the kiddos out and enjoy that.
And it kind of makes it easier for for your girls at their age. They don't have to worry about getting trampled at a regular kind of egg hunt. They kind of can go through the maze one at a time and get an egg and all that good stuff. So anyway, so that's happening this Saturday.
That's really neat. Yeah, we'll have to take the girls out and enjoy a nice sunny weekend, hopefully. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of my favorite things that happens on Easter weekend that we can set our watch to, not only does does Pathway Church take and do Good Friday service at Rail Yard Park. Waxahachie Bible Church does a sunrise service at community service at Rail Yard Park.
That's wonderful.
So we've got those two churches that are doing open air services out at Rail Yard Park. So if that's something that speaks to you and you want to kind of do something that's outdoors and the meaning of the season, those are two great opportunities that happen at Rail Yard Park. So,
yeah.
And fresh out of a downtown merchants meeting. So Night on the Town, formerly known as Ladies Night Out. We're trying to be more appealing to everyone.
And there is something for everyone downtown. So you can have a fun little date night next Thursday. Have some dinner out on the square. Have a couple drinks. Walk around. It's a great opportunity to go see our shops and our vendors down there. It's always a lot of fun.
Yes. And then we take and then transition to April 18th. I feel like almost every event in the whole wide world is going to happen on April 18th. It kind of just sometimes happens that way. But not only is that Antique Alley weekend, which takes place throughout, you know, this whole region and area, the downtown merchants celebrate Antique Alley with an event called Junk in the Trunk.
Yes. So you can hang out on the square and find some unique junk.
Yes. They take him back in, and it's just a great time. But also something that's happening on that day is the Waxahachie Cowboy Gathering.
That's really cool. We've taken Lucia and Margaret. They have some kid activities at Sims Library, and they made
stick horses.
Stick horses. Thank you. I couldn't think of that. The girls that have stayed at my parents, and they love it. They still play with the stick horses. Aww. And they bedazzled bandanas. Those have made their way to our house. They love that. And so we enjoy going and listening to some cowboy poetry and taking the girls and giving them that experience as well.
Yeah. David Smith, you know, he is our cowboy poet laureate. And he and his wife, Pat, work really hard. They travel the United States, matter of fact, to other cowboy gatherings and round up just a good amount of poets to come and recite poetry. And like you said, the Friends of the Library, Sims Library, they come together to make it fun and interactive for the kids. And it's just one of my favorite days.
It's really neat. And we don't hear poetry as much anymore. So it's really cool that this has come to Waxahachie and it's done so well that we can bring it back every year. And people can go and listen to some wonderful poetry. And
some cowboy music.
Yes. And have a good, step back in time, Western time, so to say, with cowboys.
And I know one of the musicians, she was Jessie. She's the voice of Jessie on Toy Story.
Oh, how neat. I will definitely have to take my girls to that.
Yeah. And there's another young lady named Grace Partridge who plays the fiddle. And it's just quality. It is just quality, greatness. And we invite everybody to the Sims Library for the Waxahachie Cowboy Gathering on Saturday, April 18th. And then from there, I mean, there are so many things that are on the horizon. But that also means our Food and Beverage Collective, they're getting prepared for FIFA, for the World Cup. Entertaining international guests in their own unique way. Mm-hmm. And just be ready for it. I think there's going to be a nonprofit spin on this promotion too.
That's really
so
cool.
The locals can also get excited about the FIFA World Cup.
Yeah. And, Mansfield's hosting a team. They're hosting, from my understanding, the Czech Republic, their soccer team. And that's a really cool nod, especially since Innis, I know we're in Waxahachie, but Innis is, you know, mostly Czechs. Mm-hmm. So it's a cool opportunity for Innis and Waxahachie and learning more about that Czech culture and having people come over from, because it's going to bring in some international fans and people from the Czech Republic and all of that. So it'll be neat to see how that all plays out with, you know, some sauerkraut and some sausage, maybe some good kolaches.
And I'm trying to remember. I've seen the Food and Beverage Collective members claim their different country, and we'll have to see if somebody's claimed the Czech Republic, because that's going to be an important one, because we definitely want to celebrate them, because, you know, Mansfield is in our region and our South Metro region, and we love everything that they do over there and getting to work with our friends over in E-Town too.
So. Yes, it'll be a lot of fun this summer. It'll be busy, but it'll be a lot of fun. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity for our area to get to experience this.
Yeah, absolutely. But lots of live music taking place between now and whenever. We always keep a healthy list of those activities. Monica keeps our website pretty updated. They're at visitwaxahachie.com in case anybody wants more information on things that we're talking about. So
yeah, well, thank you so much, Lori. I know April will be just as busy as the last couple months, and we'll be busy moving forward. But I always enjoy talking to you and having you here to share with our audience.
You know what? I think the next time we visit, this might already take place, but Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, yeah.
May the 2nd. I think next time we get together, yep. this will already have taken place. But big Ellis County Hispanic organization is doing a great job at putting that together. So mark your calendars for May the 2nd, downtown Waxahachie. You definitely want to be there for Cinco de Mayo.
Yes, that's always a blast. So, well, thank you again, and we look forward to chatting next month.
Bye, Rosemary.
Bye, Lori.